Good morning. Welcome to Martin Uncut episode 8. Today it's the 17th of December 2020. And the last couple of days here I have worked to spread the Uncut podcast in a few different podcast catalogs. I started to with Spotify, and that was actually fairly easy to do. And the only thing you need to do when you want to submit your stream or your feed into to Spotify is to go to podcasters.spotify.com. I will also add a note in the show notes, of course. And there you need to log in with your Spotify account. And you don't need to have a Spotify account from the beginning, but you can easily create a free one, and then you can submit your podcast using that. You can also claim your podcast if it's already on Spotify, and they have a process to do that automatically. So it works fairly easily. They send you an email through the email that they find in your feed, and then they will give you a code, and you submit that code, and then you get the ownership of the podcast, or it is tied into your account. So you can see the stats from Spotify. And it's kind of the same procedure independently if it's an existing podcast in Spotify or if it is a new one. And for me, it took, I think, 5, 6, 7 hours, something like that, to have it approved and released into the podcast catalog. And now I am going to continue looking at other podcast directories and start submitting this podcast into them as well. Today, I am going to have an interview, and I'm super excited to have that because it's the first real interview that I'm doing for the big podcast. And also, it's a way for me to play and work a little bit more with the Rodecaster to learn how to work with it. And also, it's going to be a little bit of a trial in fire to learn how to interview people online. I don't have a lot of experience to do that and to make it interesting for the listener. So that is something that I want to do, of course. And I still have some problems with my workflow when it comes to the Rodecaster. I screwed up totally yesterday. I still had multitrack on, but then I did a test recording afterwards, so I can get a fairly decent file out. But when I run this file through the macros I have set up in Audacity, it totally, the audio is really bad. The levels are so off, and the sound is really distorted. So I had to play around with it in Audition instead, but it's not the automated workflow. So I need to find a way to fix that because my macro is fairly simple in Audacity. It's just checking the levels. So what I'm doing is that I am normalizing the levels or putting them to minus 16 LUTs. And when you do that, you're looking at the volume of the sound. So it should really bring the sound volume down. But in this case, it actually brings the sound volume up a lot as well. It brings the sound volume up so much so that it gets cut off because it goes out of the scale, so to say. I think that was everything I had for today. I hope you check in tomorrow to see how the interview went and other things I have changed since then. Have a good day.